Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Another TEDx event is on tap tonight in East Lansing. Current State Scott Pohl met with a couple of people involved in tonight's TEDx MSU. What's different about this TED Talk from the national series, Scott, or TEDx Lansing?
Well, Mark, this time, MSU students have played a lead role in organizing the storytelling event, and many of the speakers were also scheduled to be students. It's at 6 p.m. in the Cobb Great Hall of MSU's Wharton Center. The national organization uses the slogan, Ideas Worth Spreading, and TEDx MSU will not only bring those kinds of ideas to campus, there will be ideas from this campus. I talked with one of the organizers, Lizzie DePentu, and one of the speakers, April Pooley, about TEDx MSU. DePentu told me about the thinking behind a campus-centric TEDx event.
Well, we just really wanted to highlight all of the great research and the things that maybe people don't notice every day. It wasn't necessarily about scholarship. It was about personal stories. It's about just sharing these new innovative ideas that people don't necessarily think about on the day-to-day basis. Because with a campus as large as MSU, it's easy to sometimes forget about those little things. And this is just a really great way to bring those to the forefront. Another big thing with this is we got the level 2 license that TED allows, so we're able to have an audience greater than 100 people, and we're also live streaming the event, so it's just, this is something that's so accessible, so just a great thing for that.
The theme of the event is the will, and so I have to ask if that ties in with the current MSU branding slogan, Spartans Will. I assume it was chosen for that reason.
Well, it definitely ties in nicely with the Spartans Will campaign that everybody's seen around campus, all of the signs. But why we chose that theme, I think, was more because it's applicable to all kinds of ideas. Like when you hear the will, it can be interpreted in many ways. So it could be the will to start something new, the will that's going to drive you to research every day. It could be the will to persevere. The fact that it could be interpreted in that many ways, we knew would drive a lot more people to maybe be interested and willing to share their story.
April Pooley, I want to bring you in now. You're planning to talk about PTSD and dealing with alcoholism, I understand. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't want to give too much away, but but what's the thrust of your message?
The gist of my message is that I'm a neuroscience researcher, and I got into this research to basically find a cure for PTSD for myself. But what I ended up finding was that it wasn't just some kind of medication or biological finding that I needed. I needed to really connect with people on a more deeper level. So it's more about kind of a human element of recovery from addiction and mental illness that we often forget, we as scientists especially. So that's what my talk is about.
What motivated you to want to be part of TEDx MSU?
I actually got a call or an email from one of the organizers, and she had read one of my blogs, and she said that she thought my story would be really good to share, and we met over coffee, and I could see how excited she was about the event, like really wanting to make it something just really cool, all kinds of different ideas being shared, and so I think her enthusiasm actually really drove me to apply and want to be a part of it.
How much time is each speaker given at a TEDx event?
Well, typically TED Talks can go up to 18 minutes. For our event, I think the longest talk we have is about 14 minutes, but the point of a TED Talk is to keep it short and concise so it can really get the main message to the audience in a way that will resonate with them quickly, but hold their attention in a way that I think a typical lecture hall won't necessarily do.
TEDx MSU is Wednesday night in the Cobb Great Hall of MSU's Wharton Center. It'll be on live stream for those who aren't able to attend. We're talking with co-director of TEDx MSU, Lizzie DePentu, and one of the speakers at TEDx MSU, April Pooley. Have either or both of you attended TEDx events or watched TEDx talks online, maybe? What's your own personal experience with other TEDx events? April?
I've never attended an event live, but I have watched many talks online. They're always kind of floating around. People share them on Facebook and social media. And so I've seen a lot of them. And it's always been something that I thought was just really cool, kind of a talk of your lifetime type thing to get the opportunity to do it.
Maybe you'll be one of them now.
Yeah.
Lizzie?
I have never attended a TED conference or a TEDx conference before, but again, same as April, I've seen these videos floating around. And obviously, since we began working, I've paid a lot more attention to the kind of talks that are coming around and the ones that you see on your feed.
April, you talked a little bit about how you were brought into the fold for TEDx MSU, but Lizzie, I thought I'd ask you a little bit more about the criteria you and other organizers put into choosing speakers or soliciting speakers. Maybe some more details about what you were looking for in your speakers for this event.
Definitely. Well, we set up our TEDxMSU.org website, and the application was available for anyone who had an idea that they thought was worth threading. So when we looked through these applications, and to be honest, when we originally posted the application, we were expecting to get maybe 30. We ended up having over 100 people apply for this event and to speak. Obviously, we had to tell people that the application was available. So, you know, Irene contacting April, that was something that we really wanted her to apply. We really wanted to, like, see these personal stories, because we all, I think, know a couple people on campus or a couple people here and there that would be really great to have at the event. But we still had to go through the application process. We were just looking for stories that would resonate with the Michigan State University audience and the community. And we wanted to choose speakers that would, I think, inspire the audience that as students, they're not just a number and they're able to do these things. By having alumni and PhD candidates and people who are involved at Michigan State campus and using the resources that the university has available, I think that they're able to do that.
Was there an audition process for this then? How did that work?
Well, we had an interview process. So from the 100-plus applications that we received, we then interviewed 40 people. And after that, it was so, so incredibly difficult to choose, because as soon as you make that personal connection and they're sharing this personal story and they're sitting there and telling you what they are most passionate about and what they think is very important to them to spread to an audience, it's difficult to go from there. So it was definitely challenging to choose from there, but I am so confident that the people we have speaking are just going to do a great job.
I'm not going to read the list of the names of speakers, but I do want to share with our audience some of the topics or areas of interest to some of these people. International entrepreneur, zoologist, astrophysicist, novelist, poet, cancer survivor, inventor, scorpion enthusiast. you have a pretty wide tableau here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of the point of a TED Talk, the fact that, you know, you can definitely draw people in, because if they hear one of those titles and they're like, well, that's something I'm really interested in, so they're going to come for that. But then they might find that they're hearing about something completely different they didn't think they had an interest in. And it's in such an accessible format that, you know, this is a way to really expose people to new things they wouldn't, like, normally seek out.
We're talking about TEDx MSU. It's Wednesday night in the MSU Wharton Center Cobb Great Hall. April Pooley is a PhD candidate in the MSU Neuroscience Program, and Lizzie DePentu is the co-director for speakers for TEDx MSU. I have a question about 3 hours, because that's a long time, something of an endurance test, I suppose. Will there be breaks? How many speakers in total are there going to be in this 3-hour program?
Yes. Yeah, so the program is split into 2 sessions. Beforehand, we'll have our TEDx labs, and those are just kind of new tech startups, demos. So that's where you'll get the scorpion enthusiasts. So you can come and check those out, too. And those are more interactive, so you can see these things people are developing. So in each session, I think we have 6 speakers, and because the talks are short, short and sweet, I think it's less of an endurance and more of, wow, what's more? And then we do have it split up by 20 minutes intermission, where you can then again go and see the TEDx labs.
And April, it's my understanding that at least some of the speakers are going to be staying after the program to interact with the audience. Are you planning on doing that?
Yes. So they have the TEDx Afterglow Party, which is at the Wharton Center. And I think there will be hors d'oeuvres, and we'll get to interact with the audience. And so, yeah, I'm planning on being there for that.
Since so many of the speakers are students, would you say students are your primary audience? Who are you expecting might attend this event?
We definitely want to let the public know and let like the MSU community, like professors, staff, faculty, even people who just live in Greater East Lansing, that this is definitely open to them.
We don't want to leave the impression that it's student run, it's just for students. That's what we want to clarify here.
Not at all. And I think that it's actually very important that not just students attend, because this highlights some things you might not know about the kids sitting in your lecture hall, because if they're speaking at this event, it lets them know that it lets a community member know that this person has a personal story outside of just student.
TEDx MSU starts at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night in the Cobb Great Hall of MSU's Wharton Center. For those who aren't able to attend, you can find it on live stream online. Lizzie DePentu is the co-director of the speakers for TEDx MSU. And one of the speakers is going to be April Pooley, a PhD candidate in MSU's neuroscience program. April Pooley and Lizzie DePentu, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.